SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Secretary of War Hegseth about to deliver an update on the Iran situation on this fourth day of the American naval blockade of Iranian ports. And Treasury Secretary Bessent says the U.S. is applying additional pressure to Iran by putting other nations on notice.
If you are buying Iranian oil, that if Iranian money is sitting in your banks, we are now willing to apply secondary sanctions, which is a very stern measure, and the Iranians should know that this is going to be the financial equivalent of what we saw in the kinetic activities.
Acting as a mediator, Pakistan's army chief is meeting with high-ranking Iranian officials in Tehran.
Pakistan is trying to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran as its army chief heads to Tehran to arrange U.S.-Iran negotiations. The Tehran meetings with Pakistan start on Thursday as the U.S. continues a naval blockade of Iranian ports, with new sanctions planned in what the U.S. have called the financial equivalent of a bombing campaign. Meanwhile, China's foreign minister has told Iran that reopening the strategic Strait of Hormuz, a key oil shipping route, is an international demand. I'm Karen Shamas.
And as the world focuses on the Iran war, Russia continues attacking civilian targets in Ukraine. Russia launched hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles overnight, killing at least 16 people, injuring more than 80 others. Ukraine fired back, but we have no word on damage or casualties in Russia. Parts of the country's midsection have taken a beating from powerful storms for the third day in a row. Fierce thunderstorms, destructive hail, and tornadoes raked a number of states. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 42 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 24 points. This is SRN News. Scripture will be heard in the nation's capital next week.
Beginning Sunday, every verse of the Bible from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers will take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done in 7 days. Among the readers will be members of President Trump's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, and some well-known pastors as well. The event will be live-streamed. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrats in Congress have introduced a resolution urging a reversal of the Trump administration's changes to a popular student loan forgiveness program. The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program cancels loans for qualified public service workers, including teachers, after they've made a decade's worth of payments. Last fall, President Trump empowered the Education Department to kick employers out of the program if they promote transgenderism, abortion, or substantial illegal purposes. SRN News. The likelihood of NFL replacement refs enters a new stage.
Several replacement officials have completed hiring steps, including background checks, and will soon progress to undergoing physical exams per a memo sent to teams obtained by the Associated Press. Training sessions with NFL officiating supervisors would then begin as early as next month. The league has reportedly undertaken these steps because negotiations with the referees union have been unsuccessful.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says the NFL's collective bargaining agreement with the NFL Referees Association expires May 31st. President Trump heads to Las Vegas today to remind people of the taxpayer-friendly policies that he signed into law last year. Among them, easing the tax burden on workers who earn tips and overtime. And there's no shortage of those workers in Vegas. More details, SRNNews.com.